I told Mameha that afternoon about Pumpkin's debut, and for months afterward, I hoped she would say the time had come for my apprenticeship to begin as well. Instead, spring passed, and summer too, without her saying anything of the sort. In contrast with the exciting life Pumpkin was now leading, I had only my lessons and my chores, as well as the 15 or 20 minutes Mameha spent with me during the afternoons, several times a week. Sometimes I sat in her apartment while she taught me about something I needed to know, but most often she dressed me in one of her kimono and walked me around Gion while running errands or calling on her fortune teller or wig maker. Even when it rained and she had no errands to run, we walked under lacquered umbrellas, making our way from store to store to check when the new shipment of perfume would arrive from Italy, or whether a certain kimono repair was finished, though it wasn't scheduled to be completed for another week. At first, I thought perhaps Mameha took me with her so that she could teach me things like proper posture, for she was constantly rapping me on the back with her closed folding fan to make me stand straighter, and about how to behave toward people. Mameha seemed to know everyone, and always made a point of smiling or saying something kind, even to the most junior maids, because she understood well that she owed her exalted position to the people who thought highly of her. But then one day, as we were walking out of a bookstore, I suddenly realized what she was really doing. She had no particular interest in going to the bookstore, or the wig maker, or the stationer. The errands weren't especially important, and besides, she could have sent one of her maids instead of going herself. She ran these errands only so that people in Gion would see us strolling the streets together. She was delaying my debut to give everyone time to take notice of me. One sunny October afternoon, we set out from Ameha's apartment and headed downstream along the banks of the Shirakawa, watching the leaves of the cherry trees flutter down onto the water. A great many other people were out strolling for just the same reason, and as you would expect, all of them greeted Mameha. In nearly every case, at the same time they greeted Mameha, they greeted me. "You're getting to be rather well known, don't you think?" she said to me. "I think most people would greet even a sheep if it were walking alongside Mameha-san." "Especially a sheep," she said. "That would be so unusual. But really, I hear a great many people asking about the girl with the lovely gray eyes. They haven't learned your name, but it makes no difference. You won't be called Chia much longer anyway."
"Does Mameha-san mean to say?"
"I mean to say that I've been speaking with Waza-san," this was the name of her fortune teller, "and he has suggested the 3rd day in November as a suitable time for your debut.